Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I have such a special treat for you. I'm joined by Shamina Taylor, who is a wealth conscious mentor. She is an attorney turned wealth expert, business mentor, author, speaker. She does so many cool things. And I think you guys are going to be so intrigued by this conversation. We're going to talk money. I love money. She loves money. And you guys are going to love it. So thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Steph.
Yeah. So I love to just give people an idea of where your entrepreneurial journey started and how you became this wealth mentor and teaching people about building wealth.
Okay. I'm going to try to give you the cliff note version on this. I've always been an entrepreneur ever since I was probably like 8 years old, selling like my books and cookies and stuff in the garage when I was younger, always on that journey. And I used to have my own law practice before I came into the online space and started mentoring and doing wonderful things in that area. But how I got here was definitely a journey and a story. It's pivoting from being a lawyer into coming into being a mentor about wealth. What's going on here, right? So I'm going to take you back to 2013. And I had just finished a bodybuilding competition. I'm a workout freak. I've been working out for 37 years in the gym all the time since I was really small lifting weights. Anyway, I wanted to do a bodybuilding competition because I was an overachiever. I'm a high performer. So, you know, some of you might relate to this, being a lawyer, being someone who wants to do triathlons and stuff. That's what I wanted to do. I went to this bodybuilding competition and I'd lost 10 of weight. So people wanted to join me. So my girlfriend came and joined me. She was going to be featured on TV and I wanted to be on TV. So I'm like, okay, what do I need to do? She's like, it's just B-roll. I'm like, I'm there. They're doing B-roll for yoga. And for me as a bodybuilder, yoga was like my kryptonite because it was really hard. Yoga's hard.
Yeah.
And so it was my third yoga class. And I said, I'm game. I'll go in there. I'll just fake the moves and go along or whatever. And when I got into the studio, there were so many people there. There was 40 people. And at this point in time in my career, I was practicing law. I had all the things that you're supposed to have, the big house, $1 million house, married to a handsome guy, two kids, boy and a girl. We'd go to Europe in the summertime. We'd go to the Caribbean in the winter. I wanted for nothing. Success checklists were right, left, and center. So body was next, right? And so I was in this yoga studio and they started the class and we were about 15 minutes into it. And by this point, I had probably done about 50 dog downs. And I was really annoyed with her because I said, why is she showing off? Why is she making us do P90 yoga? And I looked down at my phone and I was like, oh my gosh, it's only been 15 minutes. We have 45 minutes more of this torture. But being the competitive person that I am, I was going to win at yoga because people win at yoga, right? That's what you do. You compete. And I was going to beat everybody in the class. Mind you, it was my third one. Anyway, she says the yoga things that yogis do, like, how are you feeling? How's life? And are you living your best life? And put your leg this way, put your leg that way. And I'm just concentrating on winning, right? So I'm like, I'm going to do this pose. I grab the little box, the corky thing they hold on to, that the spongy thing. I don't know if you've been to yoga that helps you and assists you. And I'm just holding on to my leg one leg the other way. And then all of a sudden, I had this like incredible pain come over me. It was physical pain. And I was just like, oh my gosh, what is this? I'm going to push through because that's what I was programmed to do. Is to push the pain. Suffering is my go-to thing. I'm like, the harder it is, the better it is for me. And as I was going through this, she's like, are you really happy? And I'm like, I am not happy right now. I wasn't happy in my life. I was like, as I'm doing this pose, I'm like, who is Shamina? I'm like, I've lost myself. And then all of a sudden, that physical pain turned to emotional pain. And I started bawling on this mat and I could not stop. I just let myself, it was like a release just hit me. And it was like, the floodgates of like decades of just really stuffing my emotions down completely came out and I had no control over it because it was almost like my hips were in this position called the frog pose and everything was getting released. You hold your emotions in your hips and it was the most relief I had in so long, but it was also the most awakening moment of my life. There was a before and after from that moment. I realized in that moment that although I had checked off all the boxes you were supposed to check off, there were so many missing still. And one of them was like this peace or this internal knowingness of who I was. And so anyway, I realized that something was really deeply missing in my life. And as I lifted my head up, I had snot everywhere and I was just a mess. And I realized something had to change. So went home, talked to my husband, and a couple of days later, we went and saw a therapist. And a month later, we decided it was good for him to move out. And that was the beginning of my journey. And I have no family here. So that was like a really big move. But I was chills in my marriage. I was just going through the motions. I wasn't living through the most present life. And then I started realizing that there was something else. Like I needed to figure, something's calling to me. And I didn't know what the calling was. And it was a part of my awakening. And it sounds crazy because I'm an attorney. And when all these like things started happening to me, I'm like, what really is going on here in this moment? And I realized that the more that I started working on myself, because I realized the marriage breakdown wasn't because of marriage. It was because of me and him bringing our trauma into this relationship. Mm-hmm. And we didn't deal with it. We just were going through the motions. And this is why I believe a lot of marriages fail, or a lot of people don't get to that next level, is because they haven't worked on themselves. And that was a journey of me going into something I called monk mode. I went into a very deep spiritual awakening, and different spiritual teachers were coming to me. I was celibate for 3 years. I ended up getting a divorce. And I started connecting to this field or this other realm that I was so asleep to. I had no idea it even existed. I became a meditation teacher. I did every healing modality out there. So Hawkins scale, they talk about consciousness where we go, where there's the lower levels of anger, greed, and it goes up to love and joy and enlightenment.
Yep.
I started realizing the more that I cleared something out, the more awakened I became. The more I healed something, the more I could create from it. And then all of a sudden it clicked with money. I'm like, oh, I can apply this level of consciousness to my belief systems around money. And slowly but surely, I started telling people about my story, about what I was doing. I stumbled into the online space, and then people were like, teach me. And that's where things went. And I came into the space and I saw everybody making $1 million. So because I had done years before of this work, I'm like, oh, I'm going to make $1 million. I made this declaration on Instagram, and I have the video of it still. This time this year, I'm going to be a millionaire. And guess what? I made it in $1 million. Because I had the expectation, I cleared away my belief systems, and I really worked on my money mindset and wealth consciousness, I quantum leaped.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love talking about quantum leaping and just like skipping timelines and that sort of thing. I think that so often, especially when you have traditional careers like a practitioner, a lawyer, a dentist, whatever it is, it's like you just follow this path and there's no such thing as skipping timeline. It's like you do this and then the next thing is this and then the next thing is this. But it's like when you tap into that inner knowing or on a deeper level, you truly are able to ascend much faster. And so when you talk about wealth consciousness, what does that mean? Like for somebody who's hearing that the first time, they might not really know what you're referring to.
So it's your level of awareness, right? When it comes to money and wealth. And I believe wealth is an accumulation of everything. It's not just money. It's wealth in your health, wealth in your lifestyle, wealth in love. It's the richness, it's the wholeness of what's available to us. And I believe it's the abundance, prosperity thinking. When I had a lot of unhealed trauma that I brought into my life, which left me in a very victim mindset. And when you're in a victim mindset, you're in scarcity. So the more that I healed through that belief system, the more I expanded around my consciousness and then my ideas about money. I'll give you an example. My mom told me I could waste money. And that everything was limited because that's what she was taught. Even though the woman became a millionaire, multimillionaire, she still would impose that on me. So let's say you have certain belief systems about money. Rich people are bad. Money's running out. Money leaves me. Whatever it is, it's going to be on that same scale like Hawkins. So your belief systems down here will live in scarcity or fear around money. But the more that you can allow yourself to expand your belief systems that there's more money, I've been saying in my business and my life, more is coming. If you can believe there's more is coming, if you can believe that you have access to more, the more that you can neutralize your ideas around your money mindset, the more wealth will come into you. So then you expand your consciousness around money and wealth.
I love that. What are some of the things, like if you are feeling in scarcity or you just start to notice old thought patterns start to creep in, what are some of your best habits to pull out of that?
For me personally, I love journaling. I've done everything. I've drank ayahuasca. I've done all the things like healing, okay? And what I've come down to, it's you and you. Mm-hmm. And if you can really identify, and I like to go back to the root of the issue, like where did this belief system, where did it come from? I believe we have three core wounds. We have abandonment, betrayal, and unworthiness. And I can look in someone's business and I can see how much they're making per month. And I can see actually, I can see the consistency of where the money is. I can see probably which one of those three traumas are actually affecting the way they make money. because you are the blueprint for your life and business. So your mindset or your belief systems around money is actually taken and imprinted in your business. I'll give you an example. If someone left you or you had some abandonment, I can see that money will come in, but then there'll be like some way that it'll go out again. Or you feel like you've had betrayal, the money will be inconsistent. It'll go up and down because you don't trust the money will keep coming in. Unworthiness, you'll undercharge for your services. You won't be able to sell high ticket. I sell high ticket. Or you'll over-deliver on a very low ticket item and then you'll attract people in scarcity. So I can see the patterns in the business. And this brings me back to what made me so successful. I'll tell you, I was in my wounded masculine state my entire life because I had some trauma from when I was younger. It was physical trauma abuse from my father. And you can look up my story, but it doesn't have to be that bad. Your mom could have left you in the aisle at Kmart and you could have created an abandonment. It'd be very small, right? And so when we have that starting out, we start protecting ourselves and creating our own version of protection. I believe for high achieving women and for most of the women I work with, money is masculine to us. And the way we receive it is feminine. I'll slow down for this part. So money, why do we want it? We want it to protect us, to keep us safe, to provide for us. Let's face it, if you don't have money, you're not going to have a roof over your head. You're not going to have, you're not going to pay your bills for the heat, for the water, for the food. You need it. It's for survival, right? So survival mode is usually attached very deeply to money. So if I don't have it, people go into survival mode and then it triggers their wounded feminine. So high achieving women, high performing women that I work with, it's been a beautiful gift to have this wounded masculine because you keep improving yourself and showing up and getting validation. I have 3 degrees. I've done this my whole life because I had an unworthiness mode. Like it was never enough. I needed to get more and more to validate who I be. And then I realized, wait a minute, I'm just chasing money. Because if you think about money being masculine and hustling after it, we can catch it. We can go after a guy because the money is like men, right? The masculine energy, we can chase it. But what if we decide to lean back and allow it and trust? Yes, do you know, the masculine things in your business, putting your offers out, serving your clients. But what if you could lean back and trust that money would be there? And this is that feminine energy, which I believe is a quantum field. I believe the quantum field is where all the magic happens. And the 3D is our humanness. It's our masculine. It's the human. So if we tapped in more into that quantum field, my brand is a quantum woman. You go into becoming that quantum woman, you can access so many different timelines. You can access so many different things. And the feminine is the knowing, the trusting, the allowing, the creativity, the chaos. I have another saying in my business, messy makes me millions. So not everything figured out. My old self, my lawyering self, my wounded masculine was so controlling. I was always like, what's next? I need to know what's next. I was always like, here's the increments. I'm going to take this step. And this is what gets people stuck. That's why they don't quantum leap. Because like, how to do it this way. And it's all overanalyzed, overplanned. And it's one of the things that I found when I start working with a woman, I'm like, you don't have to do everything. You can allow yourself to get support. You know, if you want support in your business and in your life, it would be a game changer for you. But she doesn't know how to receive because she's got that shield protecting herself from being hurt. And that's where that wounded masculine comes in, right?
Yep.
So when I rewire this, I help her lower the shield, allow her to be in that beautiful feminine state. My clients literally double, triple their incomes right away. It's incredible. And they stop emasculating their husbands and their significant others because they learn now how to interact with the masculine energy in the man and the money and the method of how they like, you know, run the magic of how they run their lives now. And coming from a woman like me, who is, I was going into court, I was in the most masculine, you know, you're a doctor, in the masculine states. You have to prove yourself, like I can good enough as much as a man. But when I turned around and I started activating this, I have men eating out of my hand now. Off anything and everything. And it's the most beautiful thing. So you apply this to money and everything will change.
Yeah, I love that. And I think too, working with clients, I noticed that they just want to know the how, but the how is so masculine. The how is systematized.
How and when.
And then, how and when, and like, it has to happen on this timeline. But like when you try to control the timeline as well, that's when you prevent yourself from having that quantum leap. Like you have to go into the receiving. And so what are some tips, men or women that maybe are struggling to make more money? What are some tips that you get them to release that wounded masculine side that they have? Is it like really journaling about maybe some of the traumas that they've had in their life and then going deeper and realizing? Because like one of the things I like to say is, but just imagine how fun it could be. Imagine how fun it could be to make money. Imagine how easy it could be. But what if everything was easy? And so what are some of the tips you love to give?
I love that you just said that, because something just came up on my timeline from three or four years ago, where I was sitting in Miami at the Ritz-Carlton, and I was just commenting on how much money I was making. It was by having my highest cash month, and I was making money every hour. And I'm like, it gets to be easy and fun. I'd already done the activity of putting the offer out there, and I just let it go. Mm. So some of the things that I do, and how is always one of the things for the women that I work with, because they're so in their head.
Mm-hmm.
I teach emotional mastery for such a reason, because most of the women I work with, they have not connected to their emotions yet because they've been closed off. Because being emotional has not been something that we've been taught as children. Like, no one said to you, how are you feeling? Are you feeling okay? No one said that.
Yeah.
At least it was achieved. So the first thing I started doing is getting her in touch with her emotions so she can start feeling what it is, because we create a reality through our emotions and then our mind backs it up, right? So if you cannot get into the emotions, it's very hard for you to visualize what's going to happen. So I first send her to a wheel, the emotional wheel. I go look it up online and go, and I want you to start saying, I feel instead of I think. So at first it starts moving into that like emotional place instead, because it's having her tap into emotion. And she's like, it's a very hard activity, because when I start doing it, I'm like, is this an emotion or it? No?
And like, what is this?
I was really confused. I'm going to be honest with you, because I was like, I know that I'm just, because my head's a computer. I'm like, I'm in a lot of Gemini energy. I'm like very much, I'm a thought thinker. I'm very brilliant. My head is one of my best assets, you know? And so for me to go into this place of emotion, this was my superpower. And it helped me open my heart. So I started doing like heart opening activities too. Mm-hmm. I know they sound like really woo-woo, but I'm telling you, it literally led to millions. If you can't allow yourself to receive, your ability to have more gets stunted. So I first start with the emotions. Okay, so where are we at? And then I work into, because it's wounded feminine too. It's not just the wounded masculine, but she's talking about the wounded feminine now. And where is it that you believe that you have a limit? Because for most of my clients, they have self-imposed limits on them. That's why they have the how. So I'm like, where do you feel that there's a limit in your life? Do you feel like here's the limit? So then I ask her to check in where her limits are and who imposed those limits on you. And usually it'll be a story tracked back to the parents or somewhere else or someone that told her she couldn't. So then she's proving everything to everybody, but that prove it energy is scarcity energy, just like perfectionism is scarcity energy, people pleasing is scarcity energy, right? So I just go and I figure out, where is it that you believe that it's not possible for you? And what I would do is I would start journaling for yourself, and I would start looking deeply inside and say, okay, I want to make $100,000 this month, let's say, just as, or 50K, we can do that, 50K a month. Why am I not making 50K a month? Is it, could it be your offers? It could be the way the business is set up. Where is the money leaks there? And do I believe that I can make 100K next month if I make 50K this month? And if not, why? What is the issues there? And so that's how I kind of start getting them through. And when I could move that, women come into my world, they're making 100K a week. They're like, it just starts doubling and tripling and it's, oh, it's easy. I'm like, no, it's because you believed it was hard.
It's what you've put on yourself. And that's the thing too. It's surprising to me how many people in general don't believe that they can be a millionaire. And it's like, well, of course you haven't reached it yet. If you don't believe that you can, like that's part of the first step to embodying what that looks like. For you, when you started this wealth conscious work, did you have affirmations that you were saying as you were kind of like removing this? Yeah. What are some of your favorites?
So my favorite is I have a saying called more is coming. I have it on our swag shop. I have a sweatshirt. I literally put it everywhere. I put it everywhere. And I tell my community, I'll tell you why. Because if you believe the money you've spent is gone, or the money you've invested in a mentor is gone, or the money that you've done something with is gone, you won't believe more is coming. You'll live in that scarcity of, oh, it's gone, it's left me. So if you believe that every time you use money or you spend it, it will come back to you, or that there's more out there, not that money, if there's more out there, you'll live and operate in a different way. They'll have this expansiveness around not the limit of it. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. And so that's one of my favorites. And then I have another one, like I just said earlier, messy makes me a million. So instead of having everything figured out, I would rather you take action and do something now. Take that data and then apply it to what's working and what's not. Because we usually stay in sometimes an analysis paralysis, or we plan too long, or we're trying to figure out what the next step is, or we're trying to figure out what's going to work. And we don't know what's going to work until we actually take action. And so I'm very much a person that says we have to, yes, their thoughts create a reality, or emotions create that, but our actions are the thing that really can solidify or bring something to us sooner. So put an offer out there. Maybe you change the type of clients you work with. Do something that might shake up.
Yeah.
That's the things that I would do. I have so many. What's another one? So messy makes me millions. more is coming. And I have this thing called this happening. And this actually was one of the things that came up the very beginning of my business, because I had to believe that it was happening. And if I stayed in that faith that it was happening, it would happen. Instead of trying to figure out, like, what if it doesn't happen? I don't sit in that energy anymore. I don't have a plan B. I don't have a backup plan or anything. I don't have a, what if it doesn't work? I only put all my eggs in one basket and I'm like, it's going to work. And I'll tell you why this is a game changer for me, at least, is because when I started my business back in 2020, this is before everything kind of went sideways. I was coming off of something with my support, with my divorce and stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I could lose my house. Like, what's going to happen? And I'm like, this has to work. I don't have another option. And I feel like when you have your back up against the wall, you put both feet in, you go all in, instead of having one foot in the boat and then one foot in the water, or it's like an anchor. So I'm like, I'm just going to believe it's going to work. And I started that. It's happening. And nothing has ever wavered since then. And my muscle for believing that it would happen is just increased. I feel if you put doubt on it, doubt will come. But if you put belief on it, belief will come.
Totally. Yeah. And I love the idea of going all in on yourself. That's what I try to convey to my clients too. If you just committed to it happening and working, it's going to, and you're betting on yourself. That's the best bet you can make. You have to have that confidence.
They worry though that what if it doesn't work? And then they're trying to see, this is where that wounded masculine comes in, because they're trying to protect themselves from the hurt that they received before because they have not mastered their emotions. I believe the woman that's the most successful in this world, that will have the most of everything, is a woman that is allowing herself to feel. And even if disappointment comes, how can she handle it? My 16-year-old has this mastered. Like, I literally broke generational this. And my son too. Like, but she'll open her heart if she got broken, and she'll still love again. You know, it's like one of the things that when we're hurt, we want to protect. And that's that whole sense of safety. So knowing that you can still be okay no matter what, that is the key to success, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's your superpower, honestly. As we're closing, I usually like to ask my guests what wealthy means to them, but I love your saying, and your saying is unapologetically rich. And so what does that mean to you, and how does one become that?
Okay, so unapologetically rich to me is something that you get to have whatever you want. It's the and life. It's not the or life. I have women that come work with me and they're like, I mean, I love that you like buy the Louis Vuittons, or I just bought myself a brand new Rolex. You have
beautiful
Cartier, or you have the G-Wagon. I paid cash for my G-Wagon. They love those things. But one of them was just like, but I really love experiences. And I said, okay, so do I. I take my kids to Turks and Caicos. We travel 5-star. They fly first class. Why can't you have both? And it's only one or the other. And that's what limits. So for me, to be unapologetically rich means I get to ask and have whatever I want just because. I don't have to earn it, in the sense that it's like, well, I hate when people say, well, you deserve it because you work so hard. No, I can just have it or want it just because. I don't have to do something to get it. Or a lot of my clients are like, well, I don't need it. Nobody needs a $300,000 G-Wagon or Cartier or Rolex. Nobody needs these things, or really, but it's because I desire them. So to be unapologetically rich means letting your desires lead and not having to explain yourself to other people. A lot of my clients, when they start having huge income runs, I want to tell the world, they're like, I don't want everybody to know how much money I'm making, because they have this shame around it, or they're afraid of what people are going to think about them. I believe if we came here into this lifetime to enjoy all the things of this life, then wealth is one of them. So why would you limit yourself? Why would you shame yourself for wanting something? Because it goes back to that belief system. Rich people are bad, or people who have their money do this, that, and the other. There's so much judgment about how people use their wealth, show their wealth. That is a them problem. I don't care what people do with their money. I don't care how they made it. Money is money. Someone's going to assign meaning to the money. And so every time you judge somebody about what they have, you're assigning meaning to it, because it means you can't have it. So I live in full abundance, which means you get to have it. She gets to have it. She gets to have it. I get to have it. We all get to have it. They are printing money right now. So unapologetic means being your most authentic self. So what does that mean? Being truthful. What do you want? Not why do you want it, in the sense, do you desire it? Okay, then go for it. Ask for it. Allow yourself to be in that bold state of, I just get to have it. I'm going to have it. It's mine. Without having to justify to anybody why you want it. And this is what limits so many women in the growth of their business, because I'll hear this so many times. They'll be like, I'm already making this much, but I want to make more. And then people be like, why do you want to make more? That's greedy. Why? If I can, why wouldn't I? And allow her to do it. They don't say that to men out there, but to women, it's to us a lot. because we're supposed to be running the house, being moms, nurturing, giving our money away. You don't have to give it to, you know, a charity. You just get to have the money if you want. You don't have to justify it. So that's being unapologetically rich. And rich to me is money, wealth, love. It's like all the things, who you want to love, who you want to be, you know, what you, how you want to live your life. It's just being on that level of it's mine and I get to have it.
Yeah. And I don't have to have a reason or anything because of it. I love that. Can you tell us a little bit about your book? I think a lot of my listeners would be interested in it.
Yes. This book is, it's called Unlocking the Quantum Woman. There's four keys that I describe in this book, and we just recorded the audio. It's coming out soon, but get this book because it's got the journal prompts in here, really helping you work through it. And what this book was is just basically a culmination of the last 11 years of my life, of how I came from that awakening on the yoga mat. Because I can tell you today, the thing that was missing on that yoga mat, I have achieved right now. And it is not something material, but it's a piece with inside of myself. And this book helps you create your reality. It helps you work through the emotional states that you have inside of you. I'm teaching you how to really become mastered in your emotions so that you can create what you want. I teach you about the wounded masculine and the feminine, really how to work through that. And I really feel like it's the book that helps you get into the quantum field. If you've been in that masculine state, it's going to be a game changer. My clients read it and they're crying. They're like, this book has changed my life. And if you go look, we have a 5-star review and we have over 100 reviews on Amazon. It's doing really well. It'd be something you get. Also, go check out my podcast, Unapologetically Rich. It's got a lot of small little bites and people binge it and they love it.
That's awesome.
I have a gift for you.
Yes, yes. Please give it to us.
I have a gift for you. We have this 10 daily money moves that CEOs can make. And I'm going to give it to Steph and you guys should go download it. But it's actionable steps that I do on a daily basis that really create more wealth in my life. And it's not just actually putting an offer out there, but I give you the mindset and all the things that you have to do, practical steps to take to start bringing in more cash into your business.
Awesome. Yeah, I will throw that in the show notes for sure. And then if people want to connect with you, where's the easiest way to do that?
You can find me on Instagram, Shamina Taylor, or come join our Quantum Woman group on Facebook. We've got YouTube, but message me and connect with me. I would love to get to know you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.